Chapter 5. Nori woke up and twirled across her bedroom the next morning. She put on her red jeans, her red sneakers, and her white shirt with cherries on it. She bounced out of her bedroom and poured a bowl of fruity doodles. She was alone in the house. Aunt Margo was a flyer who ran a one-woman airborne taxi service, so she left early for work some mornings. Nori didn't bother with milk. She ate the fruity doodles straight. Then she put her hair in a high ponytail and brushed her teeth because she'd promised Aunt Margo she would. She felt lucky, wearing what she wanted to wear and eating what she wanted to eat. Father had insisted on protein like eggs or sausage every morning, and he never allowed sugary cereal. Also, he liked Nori to wear a dress and have her hair tightly braided. Mornings with her brother Hawthorne and her sister Dahlia had been busy, busy, busy. Father wiped counters and Nori took out the trash. Hawthorne cooked. Dahlia's bunnies hopped about and got in the way while she cleared the table. People finished up homework and Father made phone calls, and no one stopped moving until they left the house for school and work. Nori didn't miss that at all. Okay, maybe she missed it a little bit. But she liked it here in Aunt Margot's, too. She opened the door to a glorious day. The sky was a shimmering blue. The sun was an egg yolk. Not a rain cloud in sight. She stepped out and tripped on a box. It was a brown package addressed to Nori Horace. No return address. How odd. Nori knelt and opened the box. Ooh, it was a present. Inside the brown paper mailer was a shiny purple box with a white ribbon. She opened the box and pulled out a pair of size 4 purple rain boots. Stripey purple rain boots! Nori's heart did a happy flip. She loved them. She loved them so much. She kicked off her sneakers and tugged them on. A perfect fit. A perfect present. But who had sent it? Had Aunt Margot ordered them for Nori? Nori ran back inside and grabbed an umbrella. Now she was hoping for rain. Maybe Willa could help her out. At school, morning meeting was dedicated to a discussion of the show-off. "Let's start by sharing our hopes and fears about the event," Ms. Starr said. "Don't make a plan for an act just yet. Let's first express our feelings."
"I don't have any feelings," said Bax.
"I have a feeling of dread," said Pepper.
"I have a feeling of dread, too," said Marigold,
her pencil shrinking in her hand as she spoke.
"I have a lot of emotions swirling inside of me," said Sebastian. "Zoom, whoosh, bang."
Most people would have said these words loudly, but Sebastian kept them quiet because he could see sound waves. He was an upside-down flicker. Loud noises bothered him because he could see them.
"We don't have to do an act at all," Bax said. "It's optional."
"Every class always does one," said Andres from over their heads.
He knew this stuff because of his older sister, Carmen.
"Not every kid is in the act, but the only time a class didn't offer one was the year the sixth grade flickers all gave one another lice. So I think we should. My emotion is eagerness."
"I want to do it," Nori said. "My emotion is excitement."
Bax groaned.
"That's because you have cool magic, Nori."
"I have embarrassing magic," said Nori sharply. "But I think we could figure something out that nobody else in the whole school could do. We might actually win the fifth grade."
Elliot nodded.
"I'm feeling like I agree with Nori."
Willa nodded too.
"I'm feeling like I agree with Elliot, who agrees with Nori."
"That's because you and Elliot did a snowball prank," said Bax. "Rain magic and ice magic, those are cool talents. I'm feeling like you should think about the rest of us.
the rest of us don't want to get laughed at by everyone at Dunwiddle.
Are we having a vote? Nori asked Ms. Starr. I think half of us wants to and the other half doesn't.
We're not having a vote, said Ms. Starr. The truth is, UDM is going to enter the show-off. Principal Gonzalez and Coach both told me they think we should. Our class really needs to connect with the larger Dunwiddle community.
Bax groaned. Andres clapped. Nori grinned.
When lunch rolled around, Nori herded the UDM kids to their usual table.
Does anyone have any ideas for acts? She asked.
Everyone stared at her blankly.
No worries, Nori said, because I have one. I think Willa should make it rain. We could dance about with colorful umbrellas and rain boots. Did you see my new rain boots?
Yes, Nori, Marigold said. We all saw your mysterious new rain boots.
Aren't they pretty?
So pretty, Pepper said.
No dancing, said Bax. If Willa makes it rain, I could freeze the water, Elliot offered. Maybe we could do an ice rink on the stage.
If Willa makes it rain, the audience might get soaked. Also, I can't skate, Sebastian said. And I hate the ugly shriek of blades on ice, he shuddered.
I can't skate either, said Marigold.
So, no dancing and no skating, said Willa.
What about shrinking? Elliot said. Marigold could shrink something.
Definitely no shrinking, Marigold said. I don't know how to unshrink yet. Let Bax turn into a rock.
No rock, Bax put his head in his hands. I am not getting wheelbarrowed to the nurse in front of the entire school.
Nori patted him. She knew he was sensitive.
We wouldn't wheelbarrow you until the curtain came down, she said.
No rock, he said. No way.
Bax was making progress with his magic. Since tutoring with Coach, he could keep his human mind when he was in rock form, and he changed less often by accident. But being able to hear what people said about you when you turned into a helpless rock was actually pretty horrible. Andres called down from the ceiling where he was eating a ham sandwich.
I think we can't do snow or ice again, he said. Everyone's seen the snow already with the snowball prank. We'll never win if that's what we do.
He had a point. But what else could the UDM kids do that wouldn't go wonky?